Okay, we are back. Now, here's the deal. We talk a lot about what's going on with cash bail reform. It is an absolute mess. We give you stories on a daily basis. And tonight, there is an event as far as protests. That's right. And it's a way of really expressing how you feel. And leading the pack in all of this is Jennifer Harrison. She's an advocate, and this bail reform is this evening. We're going to talk about it. And if you remember the name Jennifer Harrison, she was on with us a couple of months ago. She owned a restaurant and did so many great things for Brian Simonson. Now, remember, he was a cop that was killed in Queens in a shootout. He is from the Calverton area, or St. James area, one of the Jennifer will tell us. But she did some great things, setting up meals and everything else, and joins us for a couple of minutes on this evening's activities. Welcome, Jennifer. Thanks again.
Good morning.
If they remember, you're on with us, and you did so many great things for police officer Simonson back in the day, setting up meals and everything else. I mean, that was a horrific story of an officer killed in the line of duty there, huh?
Yes, and Detective Simonson actually was from Calverton. A lot of my friends and family were friends with him growing up. It was a very, very sad event for all of us. And as victims and victims advocates, we always support law enforcement whenever we can and feel that we have to stand together as much as possible.
No question. No question about it. And that leads us into the festivities of this evening. The bail reform is an absolute disaster. I tell stories of this nature on a daily basis, people being let out. In fact, there's a story locally of an individual. His name is Jordan Randolph, 40 years of age. He's had three convictions, DWI and everything else, and he's being let out. Why? Because that's the law. And you know this guy will do it again, and you know it could be a fatality involved here. This guy was released on his own recognizance during his arraignment yesterday in Central Islip. I told the audience he was convicted of misdemeanor DWI 8.5 years ago, felony DWI two times, folks, 2016 and 18, and, of course, again, under New York State's new law that eliminates bail for a swath of crimes, DWI defendants in general do not have to pay cash bail to get released. That's it. So here we go again, and thus a little bit of a protest tonight. Tell us about it.
So we are gathering in a group to give victims a voice tonight because we have not had a voice so far. We've heard from law enforcement, we've heard from politicians and district attorneys, but we haven't heard from victims. I had a boyfriend that was murdered in 2005, which would be, it'll be 15 years on Wednesday, actually, that I lost him. And the people, the three men that killed him, would have been out on bail under manslaughter charges in New York State's current law. So it's extremely upsetting. As you mentioned, the man, Jordan Randolph, actually was out on this cash bail reform program. He was released on January 1st, and he killed somebody, a college graduate. This has to stop. New York State has blood on their hands already, and it's only 13 days into this program. Somebody has to put an end to it. We have to voice our dissent. So please gather with us tonight at the H. Lee Dennison Building at 4 o'clock p.m.
That's 4 this afternoon at the Dennison Building over there in Hopog, right?
Yes, and we have a murder victims memorial, and we're gathering in front of that.
You know, it is what it is, but quite frankly, you got to voice your displeasures here. It's out of hand. It's out of control. I gave two other instances in and around the city. People being released only to do the same types of crime over and over again. And you know what's really troubling to me are the politicians involved here. You know, you take a guy like Senator Mike Gianaris out of Queens. Now, he was one of the leading backers of this bill, okay?
And Jay, Sepulveda out of the Bronx is the chairman of the Crime Victims Committee. And he's sponsoring these initiatives.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be representing crime victims.
Well, it's disgraceful. But, you know, how about Gianaris? You know, Gianaris basically said, somewhere around the 7th or the 8th of January last week, this is a guy who's a leading backer of this bail law. And, you know, he said basically, I'm kind of paraphrasing a little bit here, but for every story that ended up in the press, He said there are dozens of people who now are not incarcerated on the low-level charges, stuck because they can't afford the bail. I mean, come on. And, you know, he talks about, you know, accusing critics of fear-mongering. That seems to be a word that politicians use a lot. You know, fear-mongering with almost, and then he has the nerve, listen to this. This guy has the nerve. We've had him on before. We've invited him on, and he's not going to come on because he doesn't want to face the music. He doesn't want to face the music, okay? But basically, this guy is saying, quote, with almost no data and just anecdotal stories, unquote. Really?
Well,
how do you explain Senator Janaris?
I suggest that he attend the funeral of the college graduate that Jordan Randolph killed and tell his family that they're fear-mongering.
Exactly. They, like I said, that's their favorite word they like to use. So I don't want to hear about it, but a big event in a great way. And I tell you, I'm disappointed in Governor Cuomo. He did not bring up anything in this address, State of the State, last week, even though he said it has to be tweaked. We got to keep an eye on that. Next time we have him on, we will approach that subject. Well, and also, I'll tell you this much. Bill de Blah Blah, the mayor of the city, has questioned this reform. And you know when he does it, okay, the progressive of progressive, when he says something that this thing has to be fixed, something is wrong here.
Yeah,
so,
that's
you know, it should be, and I don't want to hear about waiting midway through session. We'll look at it. No, you got to look at it ASAP. Should have been looked at already, okay? Should have been looked at already. That's the problem here. But
yeah, we have been voicing our dissent since April, and nobody has seemed to care until, you know, it's passed and people are dying on the streets. And, you know, as a group and victims advocate, we support bail reform and criminal justice reform. I mean, nobody should be sitting in jail waiting for a trial for a year on a nonviolent, simple charge because they can't afford a good attorney or a cash bail. And nobody should be serving a longer sentence on a nonviolent first offense drug charge than a murderer. But the bills that the progressive left are coming up with are insane and completely dangerous. I mean, there's an offense on there that you could beat a child under the age of 11 and be let out. It doesn't get more violent than beating a child.
No question. And, you know, the biggest thing here are the judges, Jennifer, because, you know, if you want to fix a couple of things, give judges back their authority. And we're talking public safety here. You have stripped away their discretion.
At least give judges back their authority for repeat charged violent offenders. At least do that.
And not only that, you know, if you really want to get into it, just reverse the presumption on rapid disclosure of victim and witness information. You know, the names and the identification of information has to be redacted until defense attorneys make the case for why they need to know at the start of the process. There's so many flaws in this thing. It's almost as if during the session when this bill was talked about and signed, that people, you know, might have thought that recreational marijuana was legal. My goodness. Incredible. Again, tonight, this afternoon, 4 o'clock once again.
Thank you very much, Jay.
Just once again, Jennifer, just state the, 4 o'clock at the Denison building, right?
Yes, right next to the Murder Victims Memorial.
All righty. We'll keep an eye on that. Keep up the good fight. You've been an advocate for such a long time, and we're so sorry for your loss way back. And hopefully, the more voice that is out there, the quicker change will come about, okay?
Yes, thank you, and thank you for all of your support as well.